This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. It's Strawberry Festival time in Chapman, folks. The 92nd annual North Carolina Strawberry Festival is going on through tomorrow night. The parade is at 11 o'clock on Saturday. Remember, it's been moved to the morning where it's always been in the afternoon previously, but it's at 11 tomorrow. There are events at the Chapman Depot, Strawberry Field, and much more. We have a complete list of activities on the CCN website. Two people have now been charged in the April 13th shootout at functions in downtown Wyville. Capri McMillan, age 34, was already in jail for the murder of Jaquez Cribbs, which occurred about 8 hours after the shootout on Madison Street at functions. Wyville police said McMillan and Samantha Crawford have now been charged with firing into an occupied vehicle during the functions incident. Crawford is out on $2,500 secured bond. McMillan's bond is set at $25,000 on the new charge, but he is still being held under no bond for the murder. The rush to beat the real ID deadline is jamming DMV license offices statewide, and it's no exception here. The real ID will be required for domestic flights and entering some federal facilities after May 7th. Real ID is issued through driver's license offices, and lines for DMV services at the Wyville and Elizabethtown offices were wrapped around the sides of each building today. A number of Real ID applicants from Brunswick County reported coming to Wyville due to the missed appointments and the five-hour wait time at the Brunswick office. Most of Columbus County is in a severe drought, according to the state drought monitor that was released on Thursday. Currently, Columbus is around 9 inches below average rainfall. Some areas could be classified in the extreme drought category if we do not see significant rainfall in the next week. We could see up to a half inch rain this weekend. Make sure you check out meteorologist Christopher Cawley's weather blog at columbuscountynews.com for all the latest. Now, there is one good feature to the drought. Mosquito hatches have been unusually low so far this year. State health and ag officials are warning, however, that it's no time to relax unless you really like the critters for some reason. Owners of horses, donkeys, and ponies are asked to get their animals vaccinated against eastern equine encephalitis and both East and West Nile viruses, all of which are carried by mosquitoes. All three diseases are usually deadly. You can reduce mosquito populations by dumping any standing water where they can breed and lay eggs, and when possible, turn the lights off at night to avoid attracting the nasty little pests. The Annie Christ Catherine Pridgen Community Development Foundation and the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina will host a pop-up market food distribution next Saturday, May 10th, starting at 9 a.m. at Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church. That's located at 6224 Chavern Highway in Chavern. There are no residency, income, or ID requirements. Please bring your own bags and boxes. We have more in the store on our website. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.